Urbana. 7, establish the Master of Science in Plant Biotechnology with a concentration in Professional Sciences Master, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and Graduate College, Urbana. 8, establish the Bachelor of Science degree in Information Systems Security, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 9, reorganize the Department of Computer Science, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 10, rename and revise the major in Russian Language and Literature, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 11, eliminate the Master of Science and Doctor of Philosophy in Environmental Science in Civil Engineering, College of Engineering and Graduate College, Urbana. 12, eliminate the Doctor of Education in Music Education, College of Fine and Applied Arts and Graduate College, Urbana. 13, amend multi-year contract with head men's basketball coach, Urbana. 14, amend multi-year contract with head men's basketball coach, Chicago. 15, amend multi-year contract with director of intercollegiate athletics, Chicago. 16, approve University of Illinois policy for criteria for the use of search firms. 17, rename Art and Design Hall, Chicago. 18, renew Chicago Transit Authority UPass contract, Chicago. 19, approve student health insurance rate for Chicago campus, academic year 2013-14. 20, designate the J. Joseph Shelley, MD, and Mark Pfefferman, MD, atrium in the Outpatient Care Center, University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System, Chicago. 21, reappoint members to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. Number 22 has been withdrawn. Thank you.
Very good. First of all, could I get a motion to approve the items before we open the floor to discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Trustee Montgomery, seconded by
Thomas.
Yep. All right. Now I'll open the floor to discussion on items 1 through 22.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak about item 19, the approved student health insurance rate for Chicago campus, academic year 2013-14. First of all, I want to state that I'm very pleased that this issue has come to the decision of the full board. I think it's very important that the students' desires be addressed. And I certainly do respect the students' point of view on this issue, but I have concerns about the proposal that I'd like to voice. As most of you know, the proposal is for a $60 per semester increase. I'm okay with $55.50 of that per semester, but personally, I'm not in favor of the $4.50 per semester for gender reassignment issues. And the reason for that is, number one, I think there is a potential that it be construed that taxpayers' money goes to pay this premium. And the reason I say that is you have some students at Chicago that basically are totally funded. And my guess is that some of that funding comes from either state and or federal dollars. As a board, it is our responsibility to be fiduciarily responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. And I think a lot of taxpayers might feel that that was not appropriate use of their tax money. Again, that's just my opinion. Number two is, again, a more personal issue, and strictly my opinion. But if you take this proposal to its logical conclusion, you have the potential of an 18-year-old making a decision to basically have permanent sterility. Now, the most common forms of sterilization are tubal ligations and vasectomies, but those are both potentially reversible surgically. And I'm sorry if anybody feels squeamish about this discussion, but us doctor types, we talk about this all the time, so